Can you comment on what the difference is between the way this agent and rituximab work?
So literally, it is this glycoengineered glycosylation where there results in decreased affinity binding to Fc gamma and really results in much enhanced, at least preclinically in vitro, ADCC and much lower dependence on complement-directed cell death.
But by type, is it just sort of the chemical structure or actually the way it works is different?
I think it's both. You know, being obinutuzumab, it's a humanized antibody versus a chimeric, which rituximab is. So I think it's partly that, but mainly is the mechanisms of action in terms of ADC and CDC.
Just again, a word in terms of the mechanism, John, for the, you know, non-aficionados, you know, if you think about rituximab, ofatumumab, and obinutuzumab, how would you explain to a fellow what the difference is in terms of how they work?
I think obinutuzumab being a type 2 antibody, those antibodies have been associated with direct cytotoxicity far more than the type 1 antibodies. And it's the only type 2 antibody except for tocetumumab, which is part of the iodine-131 tocetumumab regimen that we're using in practice. So although ofatumumab is another second or third generation anti-CD20 that has been manipulated to enhance cytotoxicity, the type 2 nature of the GA101 antibody should, at least in the laboratory, suggest that there's increased chance of direct cytotoxicity as well. So if a patient is resistant to ADCC because of lack of effector cells or previous therapy or maybe the presence of a disease like CLL, there's thought that a type 2 antibody may result in direct cytotoxicity.